Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about our little vacation to Kauai for our 5-year anniversary, as recommended by someone on Instagram who I forgot your name, so I'm sorry, I apologize.
Was it me?
Not you.
Oh.
But coincidentally, it was your idea to talk about this.
Yeah, it was. That's why I was wondering if you were trying to make fun of me or something.
No, I do that enough.
Yeah, that's true.
And you make fun of me equally.
Yeah.
What is the main thing you make fun of me for doing?
I don't know. There's just like so many little things. It's not like one main thing.
Yeah, I don't think I have one main thing for you either.
But you definitely have one main thing for me.
Oh, and what is it?
Messes and how messy and spilly I am.
Oh, well, you are messy, Marvin.
Yeah. What else?
It's kind of a pain point for you. I can't joke about it too much.
No, I'm not talking about messes like not being as clean as you. I'm talking about
spilling
and like dropping things like that.
Yeah. You do spill on yourself. You're like a toddler.
What else do you make fun of me for?
I don't know.
Many things.
It seems like you have something else in mind.
No, I can't really think of it, but I know that there's like a lot of things.
We always do the like, well, I guess you can't see it, but it's like a rat face. We go,
It's the face that Titus always makes, and then we start making it at each other. It's so funny.
Because I still make fun of Titus like all the time. It's just like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And then that was always his reaction. So, all right. Yeah. The rat face. You know what I mean. Yeah. If you know what I mean, poke me on Facebook. Actually, I don't think you can poke people on Facebook anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we went to Kauai for our 5-year anniversary. I surprised Hannah. We talked about it on the podcast beforehand. And we had this awesome Airbnb. I booked the flights. We flew Hawaiian direct flight from LAX to
Kauai. Direct flight? Where would you stop?
Well, a lot of the flights stop on the Big Island, and then you have to get a little island hopper plane. Yeah.
Well, I thought you... Yeah, okay, never mind. I guess that makes sense.
We also are on the West Coast, so for some people, direct flight is like a, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
But it did seem longer of a flight than it actually was.
Oh my gosh, the flight there was really long. We thought it was going to be like 4 or 5 hours, like in between there. But it was 6 hours long, and it was, we were just not prepared for a 6-hour flight. And it was so like, it felt like it dragged on. But they gave us food, like a little breakfast meal and snacks and obviously like drinks and stuff. So, I mean, that was nice. But yeah, it was a long time. I made a bunch of graphics on my phone for work because they didn't have Wi-Fi or anything on there. So like you couldn't really watch anything or do anything else like on the internet. So I just made a bunch of graphics in the app over. And I mean, it was pretty productive, but...
6 hours is a long time for me to be sitting, and I have no butt cushion. Like, no, just...
Padding.
No padding. There's no...
It's a small butt.
There's no muscles there. There's no fat there. It's just my bone on the seat.
Bones and skin.
And...
Ugh.
And I have a stand desk at work, so I never sit down for that long.
And when you're sitting down like that and you have like just a little bit of leg room and yeah, it gets uncomfortable. I mean, everybody who's been on a plane knows.
Yeah, I just feel like
it's worse for you.
No, I just feel like we're getting old because it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we're my like, God.
Our butts need to reinflate.
Which is like such an old person thing. Like before... Yeah, on our honeymoon, the flight was way longer.
But we had a seat between us. We could lay down. We took turns sleeping. Yeah, that was like, what, it was like 11 hours or something. Well, we flew to Washington, D.C., and then it was like 11 hours across the pond there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was not across the pond. We did actually fly across the pond, though, honey.
What pond are we talking about?
We flew across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what they say. They say across the pond.
No, that's from England to... is that it?
No, it's the Atlantic.
You're probably right. You know more of
I think I'm pretty sure.
I don't think the Atlantic is called the pond.
Okay, either way, this is the most boring conversation ever. So we got to Kauai, and it was so beautiful. It was a really good week. My favorite parts were basically just not having an agenda, not having any work to do or anything. Neither of us brought work stuff. Neither of us were planning on working on anything work-related because we didn't want to. And we were also, like, not going to be on our phones very much. And we just didn't have a schedule and, like, places to be at certain times. And it was just very relaxing to not have an agenda. But anyways, sorry, backtracking a little bit. When we got there, we went to Costco. Okay.
So that was our first stop because...
After the rental car place.
We really did not plan this out. Like, we got a guidebook of, like, things that we wanted to do. And I told Hannah, I just want to go snorkeling and I want to sit on the beach. And I want to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the three things that I wanted to do. And relax, obviously. And Hannah had, like, a list of things that she wanted to do.
I didn't have a list. I had the same amount of things that you did.
Oh, okay.
Besides just like eat good food and hang out at the beach.
You had a lot of food things that you wanted to do.
Yeah, but that's its own category. That's like one point on the list. And then there are sub points. But that doesn't count as like a whole list.
Okay.
I just had like things that I wanted to see. Just two things that I wanted to see. I also was like, yeah, it would be cool if we could see turtles. Didn't really care about snorkeling. I did want to go on a hike, which we didn't get to do. But I didn't, it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't a ton of things. It's just like I had seen the guidebook. And it was a really good guidebook. I'm going to link it in the show notes because it was really helpful.
They also have an app for the same guidebook.
Yeah, it's really helpful and it's funny. And, like, the guy is, I don't know, it's just easy to read. Like, it's not boring. And it's, like, from a local. So, and they tell you, like, where the best shave ice is and where to get the best, like, pokey and, I don't know, all the stuff. Like, secret hikes, what's the best company to go with if you're going to do a boat tour or a helicopter tour. And they tell you, like, why. You know, they're like, well, this guy sometimes... we'll just cancel on you last minute or whatever. So
and
the book was really helpful.
Wait, explain what pokey is because I did not know.
Oh, well, it is raw fish. It's basically like sushi without, it's like sashimi kind of, I guess. But it's just cut in like cubes. And
it's like a sushi bowl.
I don't know if they have to be, if it has to be tuna, but the only kinds we had was like ahi tuna and I think just regular tuna, but sometimes they mix it with like a sauce, sometimes it's just plain and it's usually on rice, sometimes they have like seaweed in there and cucumbers, whatever. But we ate that like three times and the best stuff that we got was from the back corner of like a grocery store, like a really small grocery store at the deli, and that's where the best pokey was. At like three different grocery stores.
What was the grocery store called? Do you remember?
The one with the best one was by Waimea Canyon. And it was called Ishihara's Market. And yeah, that was the first one that we had too. It had this really good sauce on it. So raw fish, rice, and then sometimes they have a sauce. And sometimes there's like green onions in there. But it's so good. Like so good.
We actually found something out about each other, too.
What?
As Hannah is talking about food. Her, a part of her vacation experience is about 50% food.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, maybe not 50%. I don't know. But a lot of what I look forward to when I visit a new place is trying the food from there. Like, my mom is a chef. Like, I grew up with a chef for a mom, so it's kind of ingrained in me. But I love trying food and I love having good food. I mean, who doesn't love having good food? But you know what I mean? Like, when we go somewhere new, I like to eat the food of the land. And that is a big part of the experience for me with traveling. So when Zach was like, let's go to Costco and just get groceries for food, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, at first I was grumpy about it, but then we decided we were just going to do like lunch and breakfast stuff so that we could have a little bit more money to have nicer dinners. And it ended up being really good. It was fine because we usually like slept in. Well, some days we slept in. It was nice to just have like oatmeal or like a little smoothie or those perfect bars. So, I mean, I guess I recommend that if you're traveling. But
I think it definitely saves a lot of money.
Well, yeah, it does.
We did this trip very cheap.
Yeah.
So it's actually like, I was very, very surprised at how expensive it is to do like a week in Kauai.
Or probably in any of the islands.
Yeah, because the food is expensive. And then if you want to do any activities, like, that costs money, obviously. And it just all piles up. And staying there is, well, I mean, paying for hotels or Airbnbs is just expensive. Like, there is a literally cargo van for $120 a night.
It's like a hotel room. Like, that's like the price of a hotel room. Like a mid-level hotel room.
Yeah. So we got lucky. I booked in November. The Airbnb got flights in December, and our flights were $600 round trip for both of us, so $300 each. And
we're just flying from LA. Like, we just flew from LA. Like, it's not like we're flying from like the middle of the country or anything. So, I mean, I feel like it was the closest distance we could get, you know?
Yeah.
But I still think that's really good though. 300 round trip per person.
Yeah, because right now it's, during like the I don't know if there's on and off seasons, but.
Yeah, there is.
Because of the time that we went, and I booked farther in advance, it was a lot cheaper. And if we would have gotten the tickets like even a week before, it would have been $1,400, over double what we paid. And same thing with the Airbnb, like, there's a discount for booking a certain amount of weeks out.
And we went in like what's apparently the rainy season too, you know, like, it is the off season. February is considered the off season for Kauai. So I think maybe that's partly why with the Airbnb too.
Yeah, it's like the stormy weather season. It rained every day that we were there. There was only one day where it was like raining consistently.
Yeah, it would be like, it would rain for like 5 minutes and then it would stop and the sun would come out. But like the weather app would say, expect rain today. And then you're like, oh, okay, so it's going to be rainy all day. No, just for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like 5 minutes later. But
so tell them about our little cottage.
Well, wait, can we just continue the thought we were already talking about?
Oh, food.
How like we were trying to do this as affordably as possible. Well, and because this is not something that we do, you know, like, we don't take trips like this. I don't know. Like, we've never done that besides our honeymoon. You know, like, I went with you to Nashville, but that was for work. And I mean, we had so much fun still, but that was like your work trip and I just tagged along. So we don't do stuff like this, like just traveling for fun. So it was like a really big deal, but we still needed to, you know, like save as much money as we could and like do it as affordably as possible while still like experiencing it.
Yeah. Cause I got cash and we had $300 for dinners in cash. We went over that, but still like, it was a big deal for us because
yeah.
I mean, when you've got two kids and you've got a dog. Like, we had to pay for a dog sitter, and then we're still obviously paying rent and insurance, and everything like kind of piles up. And
And every like normal person knows this. Like, I feel like there's certain people on Instagram that literally like every month they're like off to some new big grand adventure in some foreign land or whatever. And that's like, okay, that's a different level than like what we're doing, you know, 'cause we do have all these expenses and we don't get to travel much. So this is like a really big deal for us. And it was really like important, I mean, for our anniversary, but also like, yeah, we wanted to do it as affordably as possible.
It was a very needed break and
Yeah.
rest, and we've been focusing on implementing Sabbath, and we needed it. Like, we needed it for our marriage and our sanity and to be good parents. And
It was like a honeymoon 2.0.
yeah.
It was so fun. Okay, anyways.
So we got off the plane, we
Okay,
went to
sorry.
Costco. Hannah was frustrated at me.
Yeah, I was a little grumpy because I was like, I want to get lunch somewhere. It's like it's lunchtime and we're not even going to get Hawaiian lunch.
No, we got Costco pizza.
We had Costco pizza for lunch. It
And
was so good
it
though.
was
We're
so
like
good.
starving. And then we went around Costco, got a couple things, not too many things. So it was like, okay, we're only going to be here for 1 week. So Zach was like, oh, I'm going to get this beer. I'm like, no, you're not going to drink 24 beers in a week.
Yeah.
So we got like Naked Juice. We got Perfect Bars, which if you haven't tried Perfect Bars, they're so good. The peanut butter ones are so good.
Only buy them at Costco, though. They're so expensive.
They're
It's
like $3 a
ridiculous.
bar anywhere else, but at Costco, it like comes out to like a dollar something a bar. But anyways, they're really good and they fill me up and they're like good for breakfast or snack or anything. What else did we get?
We got that flaxseed oatmeal.
Yeah, we got oatmeal. And then later at a normal
Golden
store,
kiwis.
we got peppers and turkey and like romaine lettuce. So we could have lettuce wraps because it's like an easy, healthy lunch. And chips. If I'm having like any sort of sandwich, I have to have chips. Like I need something crunchy to go with like the mushy sandwich. Not like sandwiches are mushy, but you know, like the texture. I just need crunchy. And Forrest is the same way. He'll like come to me and be like, Mom,
I wonder where he got
I
that
need
from.
something crunchy. And I was like, you are so my son. But he craves crunchy things sometimes. Like it's not even like a certain food. It's just like crunch. So anyways, yeah, so you just got some breakfast and lunch stuff easy, like instant oatmeal. Literally instant oatmeal. But it's really, really good. And stuff for lunch. And then we got water too, because we didn't know like what the water situation was like at the house. So we just got
Well, we wanted
bottled
to make
water.
sure that we were drinking enough water because Hannah has a water drinking problem, as in she doesn't drink it enough.
Yeah. I don't. I hate water.
And I normally have alkaline powder in my water every morning and every night, and I didn't bring it. So
I did pack it for you, but anyways, we got the water. Yeah, that's
yeah.
also what we got. So we did that. We went to Costco. Then it was like finally time to check into our Airbnb. So we went there and like just unpacked a little bit, got settled, relaxed for a little bit. And then
And the Airbnb was very small,
so tiny.
but
It was more like a studio.
it was so perfect. And the reason that I booked this was it had stand-up paddle boards, kayaks. I didn't know about the snorkeling gear and bikes.
And they had coolers.
And yet
They
they had
had
beach chairs
the
and they
like
had.
matless sand mats, like the grass mats, so you can use that instead of towels. They had like everything there. And we didn't even know about like 80% of the stuff that they had, but it was just like they really set you up for success there. And it was right on a river. It was less than like a block from the beach. And it was like the yard that it was
Perfect
in.
location.
They had like a couple different houses that were all part of like this Airbnb, but they're like separate houses. And it was like a botanical garden surround like the yard was. It was so beautiful.
Quick side story, because
what?
While we were there, there was other people, because there's quite a few. There's maybe like three other cottages there, and there was this. I'm guessing Midwestern.
Sad.
Possibly Southern. You can't tell all the time. Didn't hear her.
Definitely
talk.
A tourist.
Yes, obviously. Pasty tourist. And there was these orchids that were growing out of this tree. Like there was moss on the tree and the
just like naturally growing there. Like nobody planted them on the tree. It happened. It like grew like that.
Well,
anyways.
How do you know that?
Oh, I guess I don't know that. But it was still amazing. Yeah. It was like orchids in the wild, like not in a pot that you find at Trader Joe's.
Right. And those take a freaking long time to grow.
Yeah.
And
they're like $15. Like if you buy one at the store, it's like $15 for like a single orchid.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, anyways, this lady was walking around and I went outside and was just admiring the botanical garden view. And she's got, what do you call it when you're like holding something tight, when you're like
clutching?
Yeah, she's clutching onto all of these flowers that she's just picking off.
From the yard. And orchids.
She picked like six orchids. I was like, what are you doing? I almost was just like, excuse me, that's really rude. Like, but I knew I wouldn't say it that nice, so I didn't say anything.
But the thing is,
frustrated.
What was she going to do with them? That's what I want to know, because you can't take any leaves or flowers outside of Hawaii. They make you throw them away at the airport. You have to go through this special
thing.
They
just got there too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So it's not like you're going to dry them and bring them home. Like, why are you doing this?
What? So you can bring it into your room and watch them die slowly?
Yeah. Over the course of a day. Why don't you just go outside and look at them?
Yeah. You pasty American.
Well, anyways, that was annoying. But the Airbnb was a really good location. And it was close to a whole bunch of stuff. We went paddleboarding. We went kayaking. Zach went paddleboarding like every night, pretty much. Like every evening before it got dark.
To watch the sunset. It was awesome. We watched the sunrise.
Yeah, because we were on the east side. And I've never seen a sunrise over the ocean before, ever. So that was kind of cool. Because I've only seen sunsets. So I was like, well.
We went on a bike ride. It was just like, I don't know. There was a lot of fun stuff. And then,
yeah.
So.
We went to a farmer's market.
Yeah.
And those croissants. Okay, we have to tell you about these croissants. There was like just a croissant stand at the farmer's market. And they had all these different kinds. And I got one that had ham and cheese and passion fruit jam. And Zach got one that was, what was yours? Turkey and Swiss and avocado.
Yes.
They were so good. It was like a sandwich inside, like baked inside a croissant, but they were just like so good. They just have so much good food there. I love the food. Oh gosh. I feel like I could just talk about food for so long, but
you could.
There was this place that we went. That was probably the fancy place. The one by the beach at the resort.
Oh yeah,
the burger that you had.
Most of the time when we went to these restaurants, we were like, we do not belong here, because it's all these old people who are super rich, and then there's just lowly old us in like this. I brought one pair of shorts. I was wearing the same pair of shorts the entire time and the same two shirts. And yeah, we always felt like out of place.
So one of the nights, we took turns picking dinner places, because usually I would always just be the one to pick it. And then I was like, no, I'm going to make him do some of the work too.
Because I don't value food as much as...
Like, I know.
It's not part of the experience.
But I wanted you to like plan the date for the night. Anyways, you picked really good places, so good job. The first place that he chose was this restaurant called Oasis. And it was like... you had to like go through a resort to get there, like this really fancy hotel. It was like right on the beach, and the restaurant was like
they
literally
had a lazy
overlooking
river. That's how fancy it was.
Can I talk now? Anyways, the restaurant was like open, like there wasn't any walls. I don't know how to explain it. Like there, you're just like the restaurant was open, and then there's the beach right there. Anyways, this is like this farm to table, local everything restaurant, and it was like super fancy. And there was all these old people that were like staying at the resort that were there and like having their fancy foods and telling their fancy stories and wearing their members only jackets. And then there was us, and we were just like making fools of ourselves, but we had so much fun.
We were laughing like the whole time, and all these people were like, well, anyways, actually, let me tell a story. It's
okay.
Funny. There was this guy, old dude.
You're not, this makes you sound so judgy.
Not like, okay, well, I am. So sorry,
like,
not
it
sorry.
It just gives people a peek into how judgy you are.
This is my burden to bear.
Okay, go on.
It is kind of fun, though. Like, I do have a problem eavesdropping, and I have a problem judging. And it's not like I think bad about these people. It's just like,
okay,
like the same reason you watch Portlandia. That's me with normal people.
The Portlandia guy. Okay, go on.
Well, there was this guy, and the waitress was explaining to him, like, all of this, the fresh fish, and she's like, okay, she was like, oh, yeah, and this is our fresh fish. We just got it. Like
fresh catch of the day.
Fresh catch of the day, and we just got it from, you know, it was delivered a couple hours ago or whatever, and he's looking at the menu, and he's asking her about all this stuff, and then...
Did the chicken have friends? Sorry, go on.
And then... she like tells him everything that he needs to know, and he was basically just waiting to tell her about this restaurant that he went to. He said, oh, well, we were just in Monterey last week, and they are so local that they had the distance from where they got the fish from on the menu. And I was just thinking to myself, like,
cool.
Do you know you're on an island? Like, how far do you think the fish could have come from? That, and he, because he recommended to the waitress that they put the distance that they got the fish from. I was like, this is a very small island. You can drive around the whole thing in one day. Okay? How far do you think that the fish came from? If it's all local and you're on an island. But
well,
it's just
technically,
like the hoity-toity.
The ocean is very large. So... You never know.
I just...
Obviously, you've got to know these things before you can eat the fish. But you guys know that episode of Portlandia when they're like this farm-to-table restaurant, and she's like, this, the lady with the curly hair is like, okay, I'm thinking about having the chicken, but I'd like to know some information about him first. And they're like, sure, we will hand you your chicken's file. They give them the file about the chicken, about like the farm. And she's like, did it have many friends? And then it's just like the waitress going to the farm. Yeah, so that reminded me of that. But anyways, back to the original story. We got the whole best part of that whole meal was Zach's food. He's also way better chooser than me. Like, I liked his meal more than mine, like probably 8 out of 10 times, I would say. But this one was like the best by far. He got you tell them what you got. I forgot
what it was called.
It was a burger. And it had like those crunchy little onions and bacon jam. That is the star of the show here. What else was on there?
Something sweet.
That was the bacon jam. No, that was something different.
Okay.
The bacon jam was what was sweet on there. But the bacon jam tasted like bacon dipped in maple syrup.
Yeah.
And it was like on this burger, and I think there was like cheese, and it was supposed to come with arugula, which I think would be really good with arugula, but Zach doesn't like it, so he didn't have it on there.
It's just like a filler on a burger.
But it adds a peppery flavor, like a peppery aspect.
I don't like that.
I think it's good in sometimes, but Anyways, the burger was so good. I got this like salad, this because I was like, okay, I've had like raw fish and like fried foods all week. I need to get a salad or something because I feel ugh. So I got this charred kale salad and had like this
very charred.
Yeah, I was like, it was like charred, but I mean, it was fine. It was just wasn't like the bacon jam burger.
It literally changed my life.
Like we're gonna make
the waitress
bacon jam.
Like, how do you make this? And then I looked up a recipe, and
we wrote down what she said.
We're gonna make it. It was so good that I texted my family about it. All of my family.
Yeah. It was very good.
And then I picked another really good place. What was that called?
Street Burger.
Street Burger.
It was a sit-down restaurant. It was not a food truck, which is what I would have thought. But it was a really cool, trendy burger restaurant. And
it's like a cool bar. Like, we sat at the bar. Mm-hmm. And they have all of these, like, Hawaiian local breweries that they have on tap. And it was pretty... It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good too. And then after our time at the Airbnb, well, we saw like Waimea Canyon and like the start of the Nepali coast. We went up to Hanalei Bay and we saw Queen's Bath and we hung out a little bit at this weird resort. Well, it wasn't weird. It was beautiful, but
really had to convince Hannah to go down to Queen's Bath with me.
Because a girl died there 4 weeks ago. Just as like... It's one of those places where it's like really dangerous in the winter and like...
If you go in the water.
Well, nobody was planning on going in the water, but like there's waves that come up on the thing. The waves were just so angry and so huge. Like I don't even think I've ever seen waves that big. And it was like so much going on. It was so windy. It started raining when we were down there. It was really fun and super beautiful. But... After that, it was just like raining and we didn't really know what to do. So we went to this resort because we were looking for this coffee shop. The coffee shop was not open, but the resort was like right on the bay and it was so beautiful and fancy town resort for sure. And then we went snorkeling like a couple different times. We went to the secret beach that one of the locals told us about. It was very hard to find. Very secret.
We went to this coffee shop and we were hearing some people talking and I was like, all right, we got to find a church to go to because I want to go to a church while we're on vacation here. And like all of them seemed really weird. And I was just like...
Based on Yelp, like we didn't really know anything.
Yeah.
And there was people talking about a church.
And so I just asked them.
Shop.
And it was the pastor. And...
So, the pastor of the church that we ended up going to. And the church was in a coffee shop. Like, just in a coffee shop. And it was really small, like, not a lot of people. And it was cool.
And small world, the person whose photography they had all over the coffee shop was someone who went to our college. Anyways. That pastor guy is the one who recommended the secret beach.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, this is the name of the beach, but I'll have to tell you later how to get there because you got to go through this gate and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, but then we never got like the directions later. So we were like trying to figure it out on our own. And we were just like walking up this road and it was super hot. And we're like, where is this stinking beach? But then we finally found the little area and we had to go through like this tunnel of like tree roots to get there. It was crazy. It was really, really beautiful and really secluded and... It was
and
fun. We went swimming.
I learned
swimming.
That Hannah does not like being laughed at when a wave topples her over.
Oh my gosh. It was like fun. You know, we're having fun with the waves, whatever. And we were swimming in the ocean. And I never swim in the ocean here because it's just, I don't know. I don't. We live like 15 minutes from the beach, but I never swim here. So it was like swimming in the ocean is not like a common thing for me. I grew up in Minnesota for the first 16 years of my life.
You're a Minnesota girl.
Yeah. And I just don't swim in the ocean. I can swim really well in a pool and a lake. I'm really good at lake swimming. Anyways.
That's awesome, honey.
Because there's no waves. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's funny. Don't. This is not funny to make fun of. Okay, so don't.
Yeah, I just said. I just learned that.
Anyways, we were swimming, and like one of the waves like kind of got me, and I was like, "Oh, that's funny." I felt dumb. I feel like I should be on Kook Slams. And then another one like really got me bad. Like I was like underwater for like a long time, and I didn't know which way was up, and I was like really, really scary. And I got up and he was laughing at me. And then there was like another wave coming and he's like, it's going to get you. And he was making fun of me. And I was like, this is not funny. I do not want to be out here with you anymore. And then I went in and I laid down and I was grumpy for a while because that was mean.
Yeah.
And I got messages from people on Instagram that said they knew somebody who got paralyzed at that beach. And someone else like broke their collarbone at that beach, and then another person drowned. So just saying, that's like a local's beach. It's not just like a little like wading pool. It's like large waves. So anyways, that was fun. And we went snorkeling a couple of other times, and that was really fun. I liked snorkeling a lot. We got to see some fishies. And then we were staying at a resort for one night, the Sheraton. And we did like the whole pool service, like poolside service. Got like appetizers and drinks by the pool. It was yeah, just really and
even
fancy.
That I used points because we stay at the Marriott for work, and so I opened like a Marriott account.
Racks up the points.
Yeah, so I rack up the points because they have an executive lounge, and we have to have business guests come visit anyways. So I used my points and I got this hotel for like $120. Or, well, it's not a hotel. It's a resort. It's like...
It was a timeshare. The room that we stayed in was a timeshare. Had like a little kitchen.
We were the first ones ever to stay in the room. And
but normally like the rooms are $600 a night.
$660.
Yeah. And we got it for like $100. And that was another place where, like, we, this is not our people.
Yeah. Like, please don't kick us out. We actually yeah. are staying here.
Yeah. We really are guests. We didn't sneak in. That was really fun, though. Like, laying by the pool and getting, like, the poolside drinks. It was so fun. I've literally always wanted...
Like Home Alone.
Yeah. I've always wanted to, like, be in a pool with a drink. And just like be not having to watch kids and like just not having to do anything, just relaxing with a drink in a pool. And I did that. And it was just, it was so nice. It was really fun. And then we left.
So did you learn anything about yourself while you were on this trip? Other than that traveling is 50%. Experience 50%.
I didn't really learn anything about myself. No,
the native food.
I just experienced. I got to relax, and I liked that. And I all the expectations that I had of Hawaii were like. It was just it was so different than I have like always thought Hawaii was like, but it was just like so beautiful and so cool, and I want to go back. And it's just like so endearing. Like everybody there is so nice. Like all the people there that live there mm-hmm. are so nice. And I don't know. I just want to go back so bad. And I want to take our kids.
Just the mean tourists.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. The tourists are very bothersome.
Of which we were some. It was like
of which we were some.
We were
two. Of which we were some.
We were two of the tourists.
We were hopefully definitely
not
tourists.
Those kind of tourists.
That's what I'm saying. Like it, in a lot of Hawaii, from what I understand, it's like I mean, obviously there's a lot of tourism, but and it's hard to like separate out like the tourism from what is like really there, especially when you're just visiting for a week, you know, and yeah. But I think that Kauai. Is just, I don't know, it was very endearing and just very special. And I know that it would, like, if no matter where we would have gone, I know it would have been so fun and relaxing. And I would probably want to move to that place too. But I don't know. It's just really, really fun. And I think if you ever get the chance to visit, you should take it. So what about you? Did you learn anything?
Yes, I learned two things.
What?
Well, three things. One was we live in a very special place. And I think that we should take advantage of it a little bit more. Because we went all the freaking way to Kauai, and guess what we found? Santa Maria-style barbecue restaurant. Yeah, tri-tip.
And the guy was from our town.
He grew up two blocks away from me, and it's like, people go to this restaurant. Like, he brought it to Kauai, and he's been in business for 20 years, and it's been successful, and that was just like, oh, yeah. Our home, my hometown is not a bad place. People complain it's boring or whatever.
You complain that it's boring.
I used to complain that it's boring. It's boring if you're a boring person, I think.
Well, it's not like the town is not really what I love. I love the area.
Yes.
The area is not boring. Our town is boring.
I have no like allegiances to Santa Maria. I'm just talking about the Central Coast area.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could say the Central Coast is boring. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love the Central Coast.
So I learned that, and then I also learned that I just need to slow down because this was very, very needed. And it was hard for me to just, like, not do anything.
Yeah, it's, like, impossible for him to relax.
It was very difficult to just, like, not. And even some of the days, I was like, I can't just sit here and, like, relax. Like, I've got to do something. So I would go on a walk and listen to a podcast. But I also enjoy that. So I think there's, a fine line for me of, like, the need to always be doing something and then actually doing things that I enjoy and that are refreshing. And a lot of times when I'm stressed and when I am unaware of myself, then I don't know the difference between what is me doing something for the need to do something and what is me doing something for the purpose of enjoying and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That was something that I had to kind of figure out too. Like, well, I think we had kind of already talked about this, but like I realized that I kind of stopped having hobbies for a while because when I had like downtime, I would just like do stuff for work because it's just on my phone and it's easy. And I'm like, well, I have 5 minutes to do this here. And then that turned into something else. And then I was like, I don't have a hobby except work. And I wasn't doing anything besides work in my free time. And I was like, that doesn't seem good. So I don't know. There is a fine line, especially if it's like something that you enjoy, but it is like considered work, you know, it's tricky.
It is tricky.
I remembered something that I learned.
Okay, go.
I think that I'm a warm weather person now, which I've always been like, I love the rainy weather. I love the cold. But I think that a big part of that, of why I like love that, is because I have like always been insecure about my body. And I like fall and winter clothes and like layering and sweaters and like basically like anything to hide my shape, you know, I've like always been drawn to. And then this trip, maybe this is like such a dumb realization, but then this trip was so like I got to wear all the fun like dresses and clothes that I never wear because it's been cold for a while here. And it was like just so fun. And I realized like I don't really like, obviously I still have insecurities about things, but I just don't really care anymore. And I've like been on this journey of like, you know, figuring out my style and the capsule wardrobe thing and all that. But I just realized like I don't have to like not like warm weather. I don't have to wear jeans when it's 90 degrees out just because I'm feeling insecure. You know, like, I don't know. It was just kind of an epiphany for me. And then I also realized like, I don't have to only wear skinny jeans when I'm at home, even if I'm just staying home with my kids. Like I can wear a dress if I want to. So I don't know. Cause I like dresses and it makes me feel pretty and put together. And I don't know. So I'm going to do that. Obviously when it gets a little bit warmer, cause it was like literally 45 degrees here today. I'm like, this is not fun anymore. So that's what I learned about myself.
The last thing that I learned about myself was I want to like capture every moment. And I think part of it is because I don't remember very much about my childhood. I only have like traumatic memories. And so like I'm especially like since Forrest was born, just like documenting everything and like making videos and taking pictures all the time. And like, so I brought my phone, I brought my iPad for the flight so I could like read books on my iPad. I brought my camera, and then I brought another little video camera. And while we were there, I was like...
And you brought the moment lenses.
Yeah, and I brought the moment lens. And while we were there, I was like, okay, can you video this? Oh, I've got to video this. Oh, I've got a video. I got to take a picture of this. Got to do this. And by like the second day, I was like, this is freaking dumb. Like, why am I doing this? Can't I just like enjoy it? Because it was always like a... All right, we're here. Time to take a picture, time to take a video, time to do this. And I just don't want to be like that. And that's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to be like an old fart who's like, oh, why are you taking so many pictures? Oh, that's dumb. Like, but, man, because I know people like that. And it's just like, well, I want a picture, so I'm going to take a picture. My gosh, it's like I have my phone right here. But I also don't need to be the type of person who's like, okay, this is like a good spot to take a photo. And this is like, I want to just be in the moment. And it, I mean, when I was packing up my backpack, I like brought like no clothes. Like I brought 3 t-shirts, 1 long sleeve shirt, a rain jacket, 1 pair of jeans, and 1 pair of shorts, and wore my sandals and brought a pair of shoes, which I never wore. And so it was like that part of my life was very pared down and very minimal. And but then like all of the technology and like the digital stuff was like so much. And so even where, like, with my physical stuff, it was not a lot. But then with, like, the technology and, like, digital stuff, it was just so much. And I had this epiphany after we got back. I mean, I was a little frustrated that I was like, why did I bring this camera? I only took, like, 12 pictures on it. And why did I bring this video thing? Because it's just... I don't know. I could have just done it all on my phone, or I didn't need to do it. So I was a little frustrated about that and then just stopped on the second day. But when I got back, I was listening to this podcast, as the Art of Manliness podcast, and Cal Newport was on it. He wrote a book called Deep Work, which is really good. It's on my reading list this year, but I read it early. And he just wrote a new book. And he was interviewed on the Art of Manliness podcast. And he was talking about his new book, Digital Minimalism, and how we kind of have this idea, especially now, like since the what's her last name? I can never say it right.
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo. Like the Spark Joy minimalist movement. You've got the minimalists. You've got like all of these authors and... It is kind of like a popular thing now. But people only really do that with their physical items, as such as clothing and like furniture and things like that. But their digital lives are really clogged and cluttered, and it's just kind of a mess. And we spend a ton of time on our phone and technology and staring at screens and whatever. And it can really benefit us, but it oftentimes holds us back. And then I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that is exactly what happened. And I brought all this stuff because I thought that I needed it, and I thought that I wanted to do it, and I thought I should make a video and all of this. I don't know. So that's when I had the epiphany after I listened to that.
That's tricky because, like you said before, you're like, I want to remember this and I want to document it and have things to look back on because you don't have the best memory in the world and whatever. So that's like another fine line that's hard to find the balance between, like, just like experiencing something and then like documenting it. And I, like with Forrest, when Forrest was little, I kind of had this panic thing going where I was like, if I don't take a video of this, like, what if he does something new and I don't have a video of it? Or, you know, like, what if I didn't, if I like missed, what is that? If I like missed like something, like if I didn't get it on a photo of him wearing a certain outfit that someone gave him, or I don't know, just like different things like that. Like, it was like this constant struggle to like be present with my kid and then like document what I wanted to remember, you know? And I think that's also how it is on vacations, because it's like, okay, we don't get to do this. We don't get to travel very much. We've never been here and we are on this nice trip. We don't have 1,000 kids to be taking care of. So like, we want to document this. But then I kind of was feeling the same way. Like, at first I was like taking a whole bunch of video, and I did make I'm making a video of our trip because I have a bunch of clips, but I felt like that, like, oh, I need to get a video of this. And like when we were driving, it was like, oh, this is a cool like set of trees. Like, I need to get this on the video and like things like that. But then I was like, I'm not even experiencing like this, you know, like I could just look out the window and enjoy this like beautiful island, but I'm like looking at it through my screen instead. So, and like what you're saying with like how you're like, oh, this is a good place to take a picture. Sorry, this was like 5 minutes ago, but you had like a long monologue. So
I'm like, I was waiting for you to interrupt me.
Oh, I didn't want to, because it's annoying when you do that to me. But
oh, I just thought that was kind of like our, that was kind of like our thing.
Well, I mean, to an extent, but like how you're like, oh, this is a really good place to take a picture. And I think that like our mindset has shifted so much with that, because like, yeah, we're still going to take pictures when the picture, like when it would be like a really good picture. But also at the same time, I'm like, I want to remember things like how they were and not just like a perfected version of what it is, you know, like, I don't know. That's another thing that I'm kind of learning.
Or like too. Like a staged thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, we need to stand right here. Like when we went to that first stop at the Waimea Canyon, and I didn't even like pull out my phone because it was so incredible. Like I couldn't even like it literally took my breath away. I was like, like that. Fernie does that. It's so cute. She's like, when she sees food. Okay. Anyways, but I felt like it was a place that you had wanted to take like a certain photo or something. And then I was like, I just don't want to do that. Like, I just want to look at this and see this and like take it in. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of fine lines to figure out. It's like a weird, I don't know. It's a weird balance, but
yeah. And I think that the reason why I asked you that is I think that that is probably the most non-guided self-reflection that I have had for a long, long time. You know, like normally I seek out like self-reflection is like take this test or read this book or listen to this podcast or read this book, a lot of reading books.
Yeah.
But this is the first time where I was like, this is part of me and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. That's how all my epiphanies happen. No, this is part of me and I don't like it.
Well, I just have a list of things that like to work on. It's like, oh, yep, that's me a little bit. Oh, yeah, should work on that. Oh, yeah, this is bad. But it is like a guided, like, I don't know if that's
like
right
you're
word.
Reflecting on this because you read it in a book or because you heard it on a podcast or something.
Well, yeah, like I'm focusing on personal growth and like reaching out for resources and tools and books and things like that. But this, I wasn't searching for any self-reflection, mm-hmm. I guess. And then it happened and it was weird.
Mm.
Because I think we were removed from our normal life just long enough to have that like break.
Yeah. We weren't distracted by like busy schedules and kids and phones and work.
Like you kind of like I let my guard down a little bit.
It's like what normally takes like a week to process. Like if you process something in like little bits every day and then you just like get to do it all in a day because you have like this time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but
yeah. So anyways, you have some recommendations?
It's just that book. Yes, one more thing.
I've got like a whole list of recommendations.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Shave Ice. You probably want to talk about all the Shave Ice.
No, I wasn't going to give like recommendations of places we went. If you want recommendations of places, just look on my Instagram story. Well, I don't know if I put all of them on there, but I saved it in a highlight. So there's like some good tags there. The thing that I'm recommending is the Kauai guidebook that we got. It was the only one that we could find at REI the day that Zach told me he like booked this trip and we just got it, but it's really, really good. And it's also the guidebook that they had at the Airbnb and the guy obviously thinks that it is good too. So that I recommend that. I don't know the title, but I'll have the link in the show notes. So if you're ever going there, check out that book. And my other recommendation is not Kauai related, but Trader Joe's has these dark chocolate sunflower seed butter cups. And they have the consistency of a Reese's. Like, okay, you know the dark chocolate peanut butter cups that Trader Joe's has? They're super good. But I find that the peanut butter to chocolate ratio is off. Okay, there's way too much chocolate. I still eat them like I inhale them, but the ratio is off, okay? The chocolate on the top is too thick and I almost always take it off, just the top layer, and then it's like good. But these sunflower seed butter cups, they're like the big Reese's, like the flat ones, and it is not milk chocolate. I hate milk chocolate. It is dark chocolate with the sunflower seed butter, the perfect ratio. It is so good. So I recommend those. They're in a yellow thing. It's basically like a Reese's pack, like when you get the two pack of the Reese's cups, but it's yellow, like bright yellow when it says, as like a sunflower on it. They're really good. So, yep. Also, Sumo oranges. They are really good, really easy to peel, really tasty. They just got them at Trader Joe's also. And it looks like a normal orange, but it's got like this little nipple on it. I don't know what else to call it, but that's what makes it easy to peel because you can just start it right there.
You can just rip the nipple off.
Yeah, so that's my recommendations.
I recommend the book Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport, the app Blinkist, especially for people who like read a lot of books. And you kind of want to filter through, like, do I actually want to read this whole book? Because some of the books that I read is like, this is really good, I'm going to reread it. And some of it, it's like, you could have summed this up so fast. Like, it's not really that much of an original thought. Like, you could have just said, like, a paragraph, and I would have gotten it. And so Blinkist is basically like an expanded, thorough spark notes of the book. and they have a ton of bestsellers, and you can listen to them like super fast. Or you can read them super fast. So yeah, I like that app. And if it's a book that I like, then I will obviously read the whole book, but it's kind of just a good filter. So I can spend like an hour listening to the Blinkist before spending 8 hours reading the book. And then another one is Screen Time Restrictions. I just went through and I had Hannah set it up, deleted a bunch of apps. If you listened to the podcast, The Art of Manliness, on the digital minimalism one with Cal Newport, then he talks about kind of this like phone app fast, where you just delete a bunch of apps from your phone and then you reintroduce them after 30 days as needed, but you don't like re-download all of them. It's like a capsule app drobe.
App drobe.
I was wondering if you're gonna laugh at
that's
that.
That's good.
So I started doing that, and it's like very nice because bad, because I find myself like reaching for my phone just like whenever I'm bored, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that app's not even there. Like, what am I gonna do? And I'm like, well, I'm on my phone, I might as well just like, and then I'm like, my thumb's just kind of like going in a circle and I don't have anything to click. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll put my phone away. And then I also have set it up. Hannah put a password on it, so I cannot use my phone, you know, from a certain time. Like, it just is locked down.
And certain apps go off, like, after you've used them for a certain time.
Yeah, so after I've used an app for, like, 45 minutes or an hour or whatever time limit I set, then I can't use it for the rest of the day. And I need to go and ask Hannah if she can put in the passcode.
And I say no. I'm just kidding.
Well, I haven't done that yet.
But I had to do a passcode that wasn't like my passcode that I have for literally everything, like my bank account and my phone. So that was hard. Yeah. And it's hard remembering that, but I can do it.
Good. And then the last one that I have I'll just do two more. Valley of Vision. It's a collection of Puritan prayers, which I always thought of Puritan as like those crazy people that are old and dead.
Those. There's so many of those.
Or like, you know, like Puritan, like basically Quaker, which is almost Amish. Like, that's kind of the correlation I had in my head.
Yeah, that's kind of how I thought of it too, I guess.
And I don't like written out prayers, and I don't like rehearsed prayers. And so I was just like, this is kind of silly. But Hannah got the book like, what, 4 years ago from your dad?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
For Christmas.
It's like one of the best Christmas gifts I ever got.
And it's just a small little book, and it's like all of these prayers, like about specific things, and it's in old English, so it's like, it's actually like pretty poetic and beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's so much like wisdom, and I don't know, like it, like really, like when you're reading it, is just, yeah, it's really good for
it's
like...
It's relatable.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, I don't know when those were written, but I mean, from the sound of the language, probably like 100 plus years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not the Bible, but it's like, it is just relatable because it's like, it's just a person's prayers, or maybe not one person, maybe a collective.
Yeah, it's a collection of prayers, but...
But it's like all really... relatable. I think that's the thing that was surprising to me, was that I related to it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely recommend it. And it's in my backpack. It goes everywhere with me. And when I get a moment instead of just going on my phone, then I'll just read that. And then the last one is this practice that Hannah and I've sneakily been implementing. It's called Reset to Zero, and it's from Courtney Carver's book, Soulful Simplicity, and She kind of talks about like how every day is a fresh start. But unfortunately for a lot of people, it's not really a fresh start because they have to deal with all the crap from yesterday or all the crap from last week. And if you implement this reset to zero practice, it gives you the freedom and ability to really have a fresh start and start at zero every day. So what that means is like clearing your inbox, going through all of the mail, cleaning all of the dishes, putting everything away, and making that just like a practice. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't have dirty dishes. You don't have emails that you need to check and catch up on. You don't have to put away your laundry. You don't have, like, you just, everything is fresh. And it's a fresh start and it's a clean slate. And it really does, like, make, at least for me, it makes waking up a lot easier because you're just like, there's nothing that I have to do. I get to do the things that I want to do. And it's just, it has made my mornings a lot better. And it doesn't take that much time to do in the evenings. So even, I started doing it like, even at work, like I'll clear my inbox and clear my desk before I leave every single day. So when I come into the office, all the emails that I have, I know got to respond to those today, and my desk is clear. There's not junk on it. So that's just been very nice.
Cool.
All right, guys, we will talk at you next time with a real topic. Maybe less interruptions, maybe more. I can't promise anything. Also, sorry that I'm very judgy. I'm working on it. Kind of.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for you to say your thing, well, what you say.
Okay. Hope you guys have a good week. We'll talk at you later. Next time. What do I say?
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while. See ya.
Happy trails.